We are in Simin Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud Ches, and we'll be doing from Yud Ches to Chav. Yud Ches Afa V'lo Bishol, O Bishol V'lo Afa. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is all Lav Dafkin. We'll see why this is unnecessary. V'nechal Ha'eruv of O Avad. What happened was you didn't really prepare your food for Shabbos, and the Eruv got eaten up. So what do? Mashanasa Behetra Filin Eskavim Bol Letzarek Yontif. Everything that was done Beheter, even though you were mechaven to eat it on Yontif, yochol hu lanichol l'Shabbos, you can put that away for Shabbos. Ulevashlo mikan ve'eloch liyontif. Now it's a very simple case. What happens is the Erev got lost or eaten up, and you didn't prepare food for Shabbos, but you did prepare food for Yontif. Save your Yontif food for Shabbos and cook now litzorach Yontif. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. One thing the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't play that game for chol. Means, let's say on a regular Yontif, you have food prepared. You tell yourself, you know, it would be good to have nice food for Isru Chag. I'm putting this away for Isru Chag, and now on Yontif, I want to cook for Yontif. If you have Yontif food, you don't go cooking more for Yontif. Siv Yutes. Mishalo Erev Mutter Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos V'yesh Osrim. A machlokis, whether or not Ner Shel Shabbos needs an Erev Tafshilin. The Shaila is, you light Ner Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. You light the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is on Erev Shabbos. So there's a shaila if you need Erev Tafshilin or not. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that the Iker is like the dais that Aser. If one did not make an Erev Tafshilin, you could be makel and light one candle, but no more. If you want more candles, you can ask other people to light them. So once again, we hold that the Iker Adin is that even though you're lighting it on the mitzvahs, Hadlokas Ner is on Erev Shabbos, still it's called a Tzorach Shabbos and it needs an Erev Tafshilin. Sifchav. Mishalo Erev, someone that didn't make an Erev Tafshilin. Kishem Sha also Lavash Aliatzmo, the same way that it's also for him to be Mavashal for himself. Kach also Lavash Alacherim Afilu Bevesam, he cannot cook for others even in their homes. V'gam Acherim Asun Lavash Alo, when no one else can cook for him. Ve'en lo takano, what is the only thing he can do? Elishid and kimcho v'tavshilo l'acherim she'irvu b'matana. You give it as a gift to other people that made an Erev, and it becomes theirs. Ve'hein ofim u'mavashlim v'nosn lo. I mean, they cannot cook his food, but they can cook their food, so he makes it theirs, and then they give it back to him. V'afilu b'veiso yicholim l'vashal. So long as they're kona, they can even do it in his house. Ve'im ein sham acherim she'irvu. What if no one made an Erev? Some say that you're allowed to cook one thing, says the Ramah. The Ramah's shita is that if you made an Erev but didn't say the Badein Eruva, that it's as if you didn't make an Erev. So there are many that are cholik. L'chatchili, you should make another Erev without a bracha. And then there's another chiddush in the Ramah that many argue with. U'mishen is'ana b'yontiv os l'vashal acherim afil l'tzorach bo b'yom. Deve k'mish lo v'niach Erev shen m'vashal acherim. Someone who's fasting on yontiv, even though he made an Erev tafshilin, cannot cook for others. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings many that are cholik. He says like this, if you remember on Erev Shabbos, pretend like you didn't make an Erev and let others cook for you. But he says, L'moshal e'mashoreses, someone who works in someone else's house, the fact that they're fasting will not potter them from doing work for them. Now, L'maisa, all this halacha of that if you didn't make an Erev, no one can cook for you, but the B'nai Bayis can. That means if the Bala Bayis made an Erev Tafshilin, then the B'nai Bayis can cook for him. They're all included in the Erev. A meshoreses that you weren't zocha for, someone who works for you, a live-in, the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix on that. He leaves that as a tzarachian. Now, that they were matur to bake one bread, that's only if you need to eat it. But let's say you don't need to eat it, you just need another. You need more bread for lecha mishnah. That would not be matur baking on Yontif. Litzorach Shabbos if you did not make an Erev Tafshilin.